Unit 3. Extreme weather. Listening 3. Read and listen.
High and low. The temperature changes all the time. Summer is hotter than winter, and days are usually warmer than nights. If we want to know the correct temperature, we look at a thermometer. Thermometers show us the temperature in degrees. For example, if the temperature is 30 degrees Celsius, it is a nice warm day. However, 40 degrees Celsius is hot and uncomfortable. If the temperature is 5 degrees Celsius, it is a cold day. Water freezes at 0 degrees Celsius, but in very cold places, the temperature falls below zero. Very cold temperatures are measured in negative numbers. For example, -5 degrees Celsius. The hottest place on Earth. On September the 13th, 1922, scientists in El Azizia in Libya recorded a temperature of 57.8 degrees Celsius. This is the hottest temperature ever recorded. El Azizia is near the Sahara Desert. Scientists believe that the temperature in the desert is even hotter than the temperature in El Azizia, but there are no weather stations in the desert to record the temperature. Libya is one of the hottest places in the world because a hot, sandy wind blows across the country in the spring and autumn. The wind can raise the temperature by 20 degrees Celsius in just a couple of hours. Also, there is very little water in the desert and it hardly ever rains. In some parts of Libya, 10 years can pass without rain. In Ouenat, on the border between Libya and Egypt, the last rain was recorded in 1998. And the coldest place. In 1983, Russian scientists working in Antarctica recorded a temperature of -89 degrees Celsius. This is the coldest temperature ever recorded. Antarctica is colder than the Arctic because the snow surface in Antarctica is higher than in the Arctic. Also, the North Pole is in the middle of the Arctic Ocean. Although most of the sea is frozen, it is not as cold as the South Pole in Antarctica. Under the snow in Antarctica, there is land, not ocean. Land can get colder than a frozen sea, so Antarctica is colder than the Arctic. Antarctica is also the driest continent on Earth. It gets less than 10 centimetres of rain every year. This means that Antarctica is a desert, because a desert is a place where there is less than 25.4 centimetres of rain every year. There is a lot of water in Antarctica, but it is all frozen in huge ice sheets. However, you can still get sunburn in Antarctica because the snow reflects the sun.